Warning, this podcast is not for the sensitive or for those not ready to mentally, physically, or emotionally grow. Proceed at your own judgment with caution. I am your host, Kiva Coles Benson. Welcome to the Jump Out of the Chunk podcast, your platform to relate, relax, and release. I'm eating this burger right now, guys, and it is so good. It has no meat in it.
No dead bodies.
None. No dead bodies, all thanks to Zay the vegan. No animals. I have one of my good sisters here, Morgan. She got to try it, so you guys know that I'm not biased. And she's eating it too. We have this great burger. We have a cheesesteak that we trying to find room for to eat right about now. Oh, excuse me, a chopped cheese. We call it a cheesesteak.
It's still gonna be like in New York.
What's the difference?
We're not from New York. We from Baltimore.
We from Baltimore. We call it a cheesesteak.
Okay.
All
right, so let's. You know what? We're not gonna do this. I'm an artist and I'm sensitive.
I like to show respect and honor to, you know, where I get inspired to make these dishes, because, you know, I love the Philly cheesesteak. I have a Philly cheesesteak that's actually one of the best vegan Philly cheesesteaks, and you can try to put yours next to mine, and it's cool. It gets cute. It probably tastes good, but I don't like being like cocky. But it's just a fact. Mine is better.
Cool.
But the chopped cheese, I was inspired because this is something you'll find in Harlem and in the Bronx area. So, in the bodegas. So growing up, a lot of people don't know what a bodega is. It's like the corner store with, you know, food. And, you know, people, like, they use other words for it that might be culturally sensitive. And we're in this time frame, I'm not allowed to say certain things because it will be held against me. But in the bodega, you know, in a cultural store.
In the Hispanic,
not just the Hispanic, but Hispanic and the Arab,
okay,
and Italian, like, you know, that's all kind of like,
yeah, it's not more, yeah. So it's more so like the Arab, but we just call it, you know, the chopped cheese,
yeah, okay, cool.
So it's I have one of those today, and y'all had the two, you know, chef specials. You got yours on the pretzel bun, mm-hmm. And you know, you're still trying to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm over here,
and
like,
you got one on the brioche.
I wanted to be greedy and trying to save room for this chopped cheese.
Oh yeah.
See, I'm getting better.
But it's good though, right?
It is, so
it's great.
Like, honestly, I want you to be honest, like, because you won't hurt my feelings.
It is so good. I have to look at the camera for that.
So
hold on, time out. Because I already know I don't want you like saying this in no other places.
Well, no, I'm not saying nothing.
You've had other plates. You have food from other vegan spots, right?
I have, but I'm saying I've been eating your food since the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I am definitely not biased. Like, I was with you when you was starting in your own kitchen cooking some food, and ooh, I was there.
How many years ago was that now?
What, 4 or 5 years ago?
I mean, you tell me.
So
all I know this is that if you fed me this burger and didn't tell me it was vegan, I wouldn't have it. Like, I wouldn't know.
And it's your first time having my food?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No?
Third.
Third, because the first was in my old apartment. You mm-hmm. came, you cooked again. Like, you know, you come and you do your stuff.
I think you used jackfruit or something.
Jackfruit, to make, like, and you made us the,
like, chicken or something.
Cheesesteak.
Yeah, it was something. My vegan chicken cheesesteak.
Yeah, and then I had a burger.
Then we bought a burger
from you, Morgan, and I came and got burgers from you.
Yeah. Y'all did come and support.
And we got the fries. It was great.
And those, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. It was so
good. The rosemary on it.
We have another guest too. His name is Ace. He's out. He's the family dog. Yeah. He's not very happy with us right
now.
So sorry, guys, but
he's
one of us. So
black people don't like to have dogs around food while we cook.
He's in his cage. Disclaimer: we didn't have him out while we were cooking our food.
Everybody got their Corona test. So go get your COVID test, because everyone tested for COVID and everyone tested negative. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So to reel it back in a little bit. First of all, who is Zay the Vegan? Where did this come from? Why did you become vegan? Give us the background this is what it is.
So I became vegan 3 or 4 years ago. I became vegan
4 years ago.
When did What the Health come out?
Maybe about 3 years ago. Maybe about 3 years ago.
Yeah. What the Health came out. And prior to that, I've always been searching for something better. I'm always trying to uplift myself and try to just build myself positively. I try to, you know, just do better, be a better person in life. So I found that a lot of my peers and family members weren't eating the right things. And then I've been seeing too many people die, you know, and it's not like it'd be one thing if, you know, it's a tragic death due to, you know, a bullet. But when people are dying because of heart attacks and strokes and diabetes and cancer, and it's like, you know, something doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So I started doing a lot of research, and I came across a lot of people like Dr. Sabi, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when he talks about, he has a book, How to Eat to Live, and he talks about eating one meal a day, and he stresses for eating more vegetables in general. And he knew the type of people he was dealing with at that time when he put this book out. And I'm always searching to see Dr. Lael Africa, and he passed. You know, all three of those brothers are transitioned on. But there's a lot of different information out there, especially for the Black community, that we just aren't, we weren't prevalent to at one point, you know, when we were fed things in life. So we go to these different fast food restaurants, and the food tastes good. Let's be honest. Like, that's why that's why we have diabetes and everyone's fat. Or obesity, you know, that's you know, people are like, oh, they just thick. No, at some point you get fat.
So it's seriously,
like, no one wants to be fat. You know, some people are like, oh, I like the skin up, and that's cool. Like, I'm embrace who you are, cool, bet. But you got, at some point you're gonna like your insides. Like, some people have high metabolisms.
Yeah,
and eat a lot of other places. You know, I'm not shouting in these other companies out, but you know, they have they have signs all up and down with pigtail, you know, Caucasian girls. you know, they have bells with Mexican food out there, and you'll see like golden letters in the sky, and you'll see people with crowns with their product. But
this is different.
And you'll see castles.
I'm just kidding.
You'll see castles with little burgers.
Sure.
But nevertheless, all of these places, we love them. It's a part of our, you know, our culture of food. Sure. Like, we have to eat. Mm-hmm. Human beings, one thing everyone does, everyone eats.
And that's for
Some of the problem is the food isn't, it's not healthy.
Sure.
And we eat it too much, but it still tastes good. But it's like, hold on, something has to give. And once you start doing that research and get into it, it's like, I really got to make a transition. So one of my best friends, Wayne Kells, he became vegan, and I saw him. He lives in New Jersey, and I went to go visit Jersey because that's where I'm from. I went to go visit him, and I saw him, and he, like, his body changed, like, physically. Wow. And I was like, yo, what happened? Like, he looked like a bobblehead, like his whole body.
I was
like,
real thin in the neck.
I was like, fam, like, what happened?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, like, I went vegan. And I'm like, are you serious?
Seriously.
And then I'm like, all right, so let's get into it.
Sure.
And I remember he did a little interview, a podcast, and he was dropping a lot of gems and a lot of science behind it. And he knows, like, I'm a nerd. Like, I like to read.
Yeah.
You know? That's what makes me a nerd. Because I like to, you know stuff.
Sure. I know how that
you
goes.
Like to be educated.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been called a nerd pretty much all my life. You know, I know how that feels. Yeah.
You know, or, you know, I'm smart ass or know it all.
You know?
Sorry for reading the dictionary.
You think you know everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, but I know a little bit. I'd lie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I would, I did some research on it, and he was like, you know, what the hell is this documentary? He's like, I keep hearing about it. I know, but I know me. If I watch it and the research I'm going to do alongside with it and prior to it, if I watch it, I know I'm going to just convert immediately because I don't dip and dabble. It's like when I commit to something, it's either you all in or you all not.
Sure.
It's like, you can't play with and call yourself something if you're not committed. So I'm about being committed. So I went out to a cookout and I bought my last meal of non-vegan. I had a hamburger, actual, you know, beef.
Ham, no cheese. Oof.
I had an actual beef burger. I had a chicken's breast.
Not a chicken breast, but a chicken's breast.
It belonged to a chicken. So you got to be honest. It was a life.
Sure.
It was a chicken's breast.
Okay.
I had a piece of cow's thigh, which is called a steak. I had fried dead fish. You know, and I used to love the fried fish.
That's fair. I was gonna say that. Well, do people eat fish alive?
Okay. Sushi.
So that's your perspective.
I mean,
okay.
After you know, it's a dead body.
It's a dead body.
You know, that's it is what sure. It is, and you know, I don't like people be like, well, we can talk about evolution, and we can really talk about it, but like, you really don't want to have that conversation with me.
I'm not a science chick.
Me.
I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I can, yeah, but it's like I can really go down that lane, but sure. It's like. You don't want to do that with me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't have the energy to do it.
Okay,
you know, I'm not going to do that about sure. Some people. Be,
okay.
Why? All right. They bother me. Like, does it have soy in it? My guy, like, do you know what you eat?
Right.
You know where fish swim? And they swim in the water, right? So where do they pee and where do they poop? So they swim and they're pissing their shit off that. You going to go fry it? You know, it hits the bottom of the ground.
Oh,
and
man.
What y'all call a delicacy out here, you know, we all love crabs. Crabs are spiders of the sea. They eat stuff that falls in the ground.
Okay,
the
don't hurt my feelings like this on my own podcast. You won't do this on my own stuff.
I did that only because, seafood was like, people were like, oh, I can't give up seafood. Yeah, everything.
I am sis.
I have my last plate. I have mac and cheese. You know, I had my last plate, like the greens with the turkey's neck.
Yum.
With the dead turkey's esophagus.
Tasty.
You know,
oh, God.
And because we used to just suck on that salty ass neck. It's salt. That's the flavor you like. Like, do you really need to go? If I go to the grave and I go cut off a dead body's hand, like a human's hand, and I throw it in some greens, would you eat it? Why not? It's salty, right?
I'm not quite sure that a human's hand would be salty.
How do you know? What's the difference between that and a turkey's neck or a pig's neck?
Well, I'm going to say this. You know, once you marinate it in some of the food, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to make some greens, I'm not saying that this is what I do. I don't harm animals. But I'm
it
saying...
It's different when you eat in a green lot, and it has a turkey's neck.
Even
in
when
it.
You're talking lima beans, like in the South, like uh-huh. You can eat lima, like I've never like not liked vegetables or like beans.
Same.
But when our families, like in the South, when they put the meat in it, it gave it a different flavor. Type of flavor.
It's
not that you can't achieve it with certain seasoning.
Sure.
Or even with seasoning fruit and making it taste the same. I'm not going to say that you can't, but mm-hmm. I think it's just a Southern
it's what we're used
way
to.
Of cooking.
Right.
So
that's just what it is.
Like, you go out there, you clean that chicken out, and we're going to cook that
and we're going to eat it. Exactly.
So before we talk about the South, it's like, all right, so where were we before we were in the South?
Africa.
Yeah, because somebody.
Most of us.
You know, people,
sure.
You know, there was
born
this
in
thing,
the Caribbean.
People got kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, there was this thing called slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You had the transatlantic slave trade,
absolutely.
You know, with the European
right.
guilds, and they moved. And prior to that, you had the Arab slave trade, and it's
yep.
the Arabs.
Where we went to Portugal.
Yeah, and the Portuguese yeah. started that. No, but Arabs was before that.
Ah.
Because they was doing it for 1,400 years before.
Wow.
We got it before the transatlantic slave trade. Like, that's how the whites, the Europeans, got hit to it because of the Arabs.
The idea from
the Arabs.
From
the Arabs, and that's why
it was
when
because we were switching people. From, but it was because
that's
of religion,
why, like, when yeah.
Okay.
That's why when we go to Africa, certain places in Africa have an Islamic. You hear a lot of these, you know, names, which
right.
have Islamic names or Arab
sure.
names to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but before that, before people actually traveled, because if we just look at it, this is a history. I'm a nerd. When you see before they travel, you know, these people had their own way. So it's like really, you really started to get deep and learn. And no, there was never just some people who just, they didn't eat meat, but they didn't eat it like that.
Right.
You know, they might
slaughter
an animal for survival, and you feed everyone off of that, and you put a little here, a little there.
Sure.
But you ate greens.
Right.
And you ate grain.
It was much more vegetable
yeah,
and
like,
plant-based.
You can live with just flour and water because you can make bread.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
You know, people can eat that. But even it shows the science and the beauty about the cook. This is why I love being a cook, being a chef. Because when you look at human beings evolving, human evolution, a part of that is the brain developing. And part of that brain developing is what you eat.
Sure.
There's no other species on planet Earth that puts fire to their foods but humans. So when you change the chemical composition of just an apple or fruits or grains or things that come out of the earth, you're going to do something different to your brain. So the cook had to be a genius.
Sure.
So everything else that came about from that is because of what we ate. Yeah. So knowing the herbs and the spices and the stuff to put in, and you're going in that kitchen and you're a chemist, you're an alchemist, you're in there like putting stuff together. And, you know, they come up with different names for it, you know, and abracadabra, it's my magic. So.
But now it's a nutritionist.
No, it's just.
I mean,
I'm saying like with that.
No, yeah, I mean, like what that looks like in 2020. I guess. You know, yeah.
Because the chef is the creator. Well, he gets in he or she gets in that kitchen or in wherever area, and they have to create because they have to feed people, and then not just feed them, it has to taste good.
Yeah,
right. And my food. That's important.
And Zay the vegan, my food tastes amazing.
It does, it guys. Does. I have to look again. It's really good.
It does.
It's really, really good.
And when you taste it, you don't think that it's.
You
vegan.
Would. You
if
would
I didn't
not
say,
know.
If I didn't say it was
you
vegan,
wouldn't have
I'd
a
let
clue.
You know that it's vegan, so that way you know that you don't have to eat the way that you eat.
Right.
It's like it goes back when we look at our families in the South. A honey glazed ham, for example. You know how that came about?
No, how?
They would put honey on the pig because we knew the pig had worms in it. It's because of what the pig ate. So they would put the honey on the pig so the worms would come to the top of it, right? And then they would wipe away the worms.
So and that slaughtered the pig.
No, it would be a dead pig by this point.
Honey
roast. So, but yeah. They put the honey on it so the worms could come out so you can get all the back like that animal.
Right.
You know that because a certain when you eat that worm and it gets inside of you.
Right.
It can find its way into your brain.
Sure.
I mean, seriously, and
you'll die.
Yeah. Especially if it's like a tapeworm or
you'll die. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, that's pretty good.
I mean,
it's pretty straightforward.
Heard,
you're not going to
I've
live.
I've heard people not even knowing that they had worms.
Yeah.
And literally they're losing weight super fast.
Yes.
I mean, the worm is taking all the nutrition and
just
they're
eating
sick,
away at
and they
them.
They don't even know
and
why.
They don't know why.
Well, they're
disgusting.
Eating constantly, but then they're not.
They're not getting the nutrients.
They're not getting nutrients
the worm
from
is
it because
eating,
the worm is eating
it
all of it.
The parasite.
Yes. Yes, that is so scary.
But it goes to show you the genius of our family. Because when we say ancestors, it takes away from what our family was,
right.
Who they are. It's our family.
Right.
If you say mother's mother's mother, mother, that's still your family.
Absolutely.
Because without them, there would be, and that's
none
how
of
many
us.
Generations. That,
right.
You know,
exactly.
And then we look at how long slavery, people are like, oh, slavery was so long ago. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Not a couple, we're talking about a couple generations.
Yeah.
Some of our grandmothers and great grandmothers were enslaved.
Exactly. Or not even just, and even
or
if not slavery, sharecroppers.
And
indentured servants.
Yeah. Like whatever title, whatever cute title
that they tried to make
like,
it pretty
well,
for.
They just worked
we
in the field.
Right.
Regardless,
were you in the house?
Yeah. Regardless of what it was, we were still subjugated to white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
even now,
I digress.
Even now, yes.
Yeah, we don't want to have that conversation because I'm not into all the walking. I appreciate everybody out there walking because some people, that's the strongest
sure.
I they'll ever be able to do is be a walker. And you do need to make a stance, but action is a little different.
And definitely.
Rest in peace to George Jackson.
So when did you say, like, okay, this is it. Like, this is disgusting. All right,
so
I'm not doing this anymore.
I had two deaths back to back, two of my closest cousins, my cousin Justin, rest in peace to him, and my cousin Reynaldo. I got
yeah,
it like that.
Spanish.
I see what you did there.
Black and Puerto
Rican. It was just a deep
topic.
Reynaldo. I didn't want to, you know
my cousin Ray.
See what you did there.
Ray Banga. So he passed, and he was 33.
Wow.
When he passed, and I'll be 33. I'm actually turned 33 and cut like. 2 weeks.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah. Old man status.
Uh-oh.
There you go with this.
But after, you know, and, you know, when you look at the causes of death and it's like in your body, it's like, hold on, time out. It's like something has to change because I don't want to go down, you know, any of these. It's too early.
Sure.
It's too early for me. And
definitely.
If things happen, you know, people have their belief systems and they believe, you know, things happen for a reason. That's cool. That's great. I want to make sure that we cannot have to go down there. I want to live. I want to thrive. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. At this
absolutely.
Point. So I want to shift the narrative and tell people you can still have these fun. I love burgers. You know, people like burgers and I like to have big, I used to go to the, what are those? Yeah. Those different places where they have, you know, big gourmet burgers, you know, like, and I also, I like cheesesteaks, you know, I like fries. I like taking different things and different products and really building on them.
That's when it was like, this is it.
And I was cooking, I was making cheesesteaks I was making my chicken cheese steaks, mm-hmm. and I was making curry chicken and jerk chicken, all vegan. I was doing all vegan stuff, and I was like, okay, I'm doing all these different things, and I'm like, okay, I could try this, I can do this, I can do that. And I'm, what do people like? You know, like, oh, this is good. Wow, this is vegan. What?
Right.
And then they're enjoying the food. So I'm like, okay, bet I can really, you know, keep this up. And mm-hmm. one day, one of my best friends, Steve, he been into the cheesesteak. He said, oh man, he's from Texas. He's like, oh man, dog. And he slapped the table. He's like, no more free.
Shout now out to Steve.
All these, you gotta sell every one of these. No more free food. Isaiah ain't doing no more free food.
Thank you, Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Because I was just having my friends come over. I would just, you know, because I just want to feed my friends.
Right.
Because I know, I'm like, hey, guys, I became vegan.
Yep.
And I was pushing this hard. Like, right. I'm an extremist.
I mean, he was very extreme. I would come over, he'd be like, you still eating that dead meat? Like, I was like, are you serious?
I would say, I remember when we first met, and I'm like an egg girl. Like, when I eat breakfast, don't give me no breakfast with no eggs. And he's like, do you understand that's a pregnant chicken? Why are you eating a pregnant
chicken's
eggs?
It's a
chicken's period.
Yes, and I'm like,
it's a chicken's period.
And I'm like, because I like,
you don't ever thought about it like
and
that.
He's like, you just season it. You put some salt and pepper
on it.
He's like, I would. He goes to the tree. You want somebody to put some salt and pepper on you? You know,
like someone goes, and I'm the like,
but
goes
I just like
to put eggs.
And I'm like, but I just like eggs with my pancakes.
But
it comes from a place of love.
Yeah, I know it. I was by no means offended, but it was just like, oh my God. Like, I knew that it was something that you were adamant about.
Yeah, yeah. And he was definitely advocating for them chickens.
He was absolutely, like, chickens should be very appreciative because he's rooting for y'all out here.
Yeah,
okay?
As a child, like, I just never understood it. I remember being like 7 or 8 years old, and I would be in the backseat of in the car. We're driving down Stuyvesant Avenue. This is like really crazy. I remember this back in Jersey. And I asked my mother, I said, Mom, what are we eating tonight for dinner? And she said, chicken. And I said, Mom, didn't we have chicken like yesterday and the day before that? Yeah. So let me ask you this. If just our family, if everyone in our family is eating chicken today, yesterday, and the day before, how many how long does it take for a chicken to grow and get old enough for you to keep killing them? And like, how is it like, it doesn't make it make sense. It's not that many chickens in the world. Like, how's it feed everybody?
You were a very bright kid.
You were, because like, I was just like, okay, I'm going to get these nuggets from Mickey D's and call it a day.
So she was too honest. She's like, oh, they're cloning them.
Well, at least she was honest.
So, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, they're made in a lab. And it's like,
well,
why
are you so comfortable with saying that? And then you're going to feed it to me?
So, like, now I know, and it's like, well, what do you mean? And then I learn a little bit more about it, but you're still eating it because it
right.
tastes good.
Sure.
But now I'm like, you know, I'm cool off of I'm cool off of animals.
Yeah, I get it. That so I think that would be something if you're that young, that would be like, oh.
But I kept eating. I was eating chickens, fish, turkeys. I used to slaughter. Yeah.
What were you slaughtering?
Sheep.
You ate sheep?
Your goat, you know, is
okay.
it was a religious.
Like
it was a religious for yeah, you
yeah.
know, and
I like goats.
Because I remember when God told Abraham to go slaughter his son, and he was getting ready to, and then, like, his son looked at him, and then he was like, had the knife, and he was, you know, about to slice his throat, and then like God sends the ram, and like, all right, I see you're devoted. Like a test, so then instead we get to slaughter the animal instead. So I used to like hold the like get the animal and come and tell him to lay his head down
where
in my lap.
I was literally about to ask where.
Round away.
I'm not gonna. Even
I
want
to.
I'm not gonna ask.
This round away out here, but I want to say this is.
I'm not gonna ask.
And I know I used to, but this is what I'm saying. I was such an extremist. Like I would actually, you know,
slaughter
I did this process.
So you know what it looks
and
like.
I gave the people and I fed and I ate and it tasted good. I'm not saying it tasted because I knew how to cook.
Right. So of course it tastes good.
But
it's not good for you.
I don't, you know, not like that.
Not like that.
You eat meat every day with every meal. You're fat. Your acid levels is crazy. You wonder why your stomachs is crazy. You wonder why we're getting colon cancer. You wonder why your skin looks ridiculous. Is pimples,
I think I do okay.
Pimples all over
the
face.
Break out
but
a little bit.
Seriously, some people,
it's like you
can tell your
milk.
Skin.
You see some people, it's like, yo, you eat pigs all day because then their body starts looking
I do
all
know
what
that
you
that's
eat.
Bad.
You see
yeah.
some people, and it's like they look like the animals that they consume. And it's like,
Some people shake bad.
Nah, it's they eat bad. That's why they shake bad. They look like, you know, the chicken's thighs. And I just be looking. It's like.
It's terrible, huh?
It can absolutely be.
It's like, yo, you got to just change. Just drink some. First of all, you need to stop eating. That's number one.
Because sometimes you need to fast.
Yeah, you have to. That's the best medicine.
You need to do it.
Let your body get it together. Just detox. Like, just stop
eating. That's how you heal. And a lot of people don't think about that. Like, sometimes with fasting, that's how you get your body enough time to repair and heal and use the nutrients. You know, because some people overeat, binge eat. And it's like, you know, all you doing after that, your body gets filled up. You got to let it out.
Yeah, right. I was 240 pounds before I went. I was 240 pounds before I went vegan.
And
then I went alkaline vegan because, like, I'm an extremist.
Sure.
So I want to do the most what I could find. Whatever was the best
it was
way
like
first.
The top
so
tier.
I did a master cleanse for like 5 days. Like, no, I just drank water for 5 days. Water with a little lime juice in there because it's alkaline and nothing. So that was a sugar detox happening at the same time. And it was intense.
That must have been tough.
It was but I like it. Like, I like putting myself
the challenge
the physical, mental within personal growth, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to use the word haze. That's so elementary to me.
I see.
I put myself through a rigorous process of self-growth and mind, because your brain is an organ as well. So feed yourself the right stuff. And when you just stop feeding yourself the wrong stuff, you allow your body to just get into a nice state, and you start thinking better. Seeing my vision got better after, like, it was crazy. I felt like Pookie and New Jack. I had like crazy withdrawals on my third night with sugar. I was sweating. I was like, "What the heck is going on?"
Right.
I'm drinking bottles of water in the middle of the night, and then I remember waking up, and it's like everything was like, I can see clearly now.
The rain is gone.
I hope he wasn't as bad as Pookie, because that night ain't bad as Chris Rock playing that.
But you gotta white sugar is a narcotic,
right? Like, sugar is the most addictive thing ever. People forget that. Like, outside of drugs,
only hit one spot in your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, your brain receptors only is one part.
Sugar trick is all of that.
Your whole brain
is trick is all of that.
I think about how quick they give kids sugar. Like, here, take this. So once you're addicted,
and then you get in class and they say you have ADHD.
Yeah.
Right. After they made a whole bunch of
after you giving me a bunch of Lucky Taffies
and
they
was like,
and the little rope and those like rope nerds. They're like going super sane in class.
The kids are exploding with energy after you just fed them.
Exactly.
And you want them to sit still?
Sugar. And you want them to stay still. And when they don't, they have ADHD.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God, he has ADHD. Let's put him on some meds.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a major health component and even mental health component with your eating that contributes to that, for sure.
I love being able to be a part of that culture that really. And I know my views are extreme, but, you know, when you're in extreme conditions, you have to have an extreme response.
Absolutely.
So that's where I started out. And then I got a little better. I wasn't as extreme.
Okay.
That's what you call it?
I'm definitely not extreme. Like, for personal things for me, like, I could never date anyone or be in a relationship with anyone who's consuming dead body parts. It's like, oh, watch out. You know, about to kiss me with that. Yeah. With that,
I mean,
that's body,
I can but understand that.
Even when he's dating somebody, he's like, Morgan can't date her. She eats meat. She eats dead things. Like, she like, let she know it's alive. And now she's going to eat it. I'm like, Zimmy, like, did you even get to know her yet?
Right.
Nah. All I had to know was that she was eating dead.
Dead animals. That's a great example of don't settle.
Yeah.
Don't settle when
I'm
you
not
know.
Change
yeah.
You. If you want to change yourself, that's fine.
Yeah.
So what if she wants that? Then what does that look like?
You could do what you want for your body, but I'm not going in that.
But I'm just saying, what does that look like if she is open to? Yeah. What if she's open to transitioning into vegan?
Do you think she eats
meat
without you?
I don't know. I can smell it.
Oh, you can't smell it on somebody if you're not.
Like,
the scary thing is, it's like, you get powers. Like,
right.
It's not power. It's just like you go back to your natural state. And that's why Black people are the most, you know, that's why they love us so much. They love everything about us, because they call it Black person magic or voodoo. You know, that's where black magic comes from. It's like we were just living.
Right.
It's like we just regular.
Anything
just
we do is magic.
Oh my God, look at those black people. Oh,
right. Look at what they can do. What would they can do with? Yeah, that's amazing. Let's go put them in a lab and go steal. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So,
never mind.
So think to that level, like Henrietta Lacks, you know, to that,
exactly.
to that level. But then this thing about this, y'all, I just want to cook.
Exactly.
So when you eat, so your mental, your perception, everything else, your senses change. So I can smell
if like, you're eating something you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You've been eating.
I'm not gonna say you're not supposed to because
right,
I'm not
sure.
Today. But I mean,
right.
Body breath, ma. You're gonna eat fish, and they want me to. I don't want to eat fish. I like mangoes.
And
I don't want no fish.
Wow, guys. And mangoes,
mangoes taste so good.
Mangoes is something, ladies. Eat your mangoes.
Mangoes do taste
if
good.
If you eat one for breakfast, like every day.
I do love mangoes.
I'm telling you.
They taste great.
It changes your pH.
Changes.
It makes it the right way. And then it allows for sweet.
You sweet.
Scents.
Everything. You smell sweet. Yeah. You look sweet. And, your skin look
and
good.
Fellas,
you eat sweet.
And fellas, drink mangoes, like get your mango juice in, like this water and mangoes and limes, because it's gonna make your pH taste sweet if she's into that thing.
Because don't nobody want to
taste salt. I mean we're adults here, let's just call it how it is.
Don't nobody want to be they slurping you up and all they take is taste is bacon grease. I mean, like, who want to feel like that?
That is
right?
Very disgusting.
Right? Like, you see the bacon.
But then you think about it that we eat these things.
Yes.
You know? So
who wants to drink bacon grease?
Would you rather drink bacon grease or mango juice?
Exactly. You choose.
That makes sense, right?
Oh man.
It just makes sense.
It makes absolute sense. It does. Exactly. But it's just funny thinking about it because you don't think about it that way.
Yeah, because it changes
eating
everything.
Every day. It changes the entire game.
Because we're humans and humans have sex. That's how we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey, you want to make sure it's pleasing as possible.
Sure.
And that everyone's pleased and tastes good and smells good because
absolutely.
It's intense. So if you don't smell right, it ain't getting up that much.
Yeah. That's important.
Definitely gotta change your diet for things.
Absolutely.
Like that.
So we see that you are super adamant and we see why, because we understand that it's important. So what can we expect from Zay the Vegan to kind of, you know, food wise or initiative wise to continue to push
these positive
things you have going on?
One thing I also am pushing for, the next big thing I've been putting it together and putting the menu together and getting all of the logistics right.
Sure.
It's I'm going to be pushing for more infused, cannabis-infused foods.
Okay.
So I'm not just talking about gummy bears and candies because I'm an adult. I don't want to just eat, you know, candy. You know, that's what kids like. I want to, you see what we have here.
We eat food.
Yeah, so I want food. So when I'm making food, I want to eat it. And I want to still enjoy the medicinal effects of it.
Sure.
Because if we can get that cannabis change from a class one or a schedule one narcotic or whatever it's out, if we get a change from bad to an ingredient. And if you're able to use it as an ingredient and know how to use it, know the proper dosage, know how to. You get people who have medical marijuana cards, because if in wherever state that you're in the state of Maryland, you are allowed to have a medical marijuana card if you are 21 years old. So
good information.
I'm working on a private dinner club.
Nice.
Where I will have medical patients. And you can think about people who have PTSD, people who are going through chemotherapy who might have cards, people who have all different types of ailments, and using the medication and looking at what ailments it helps with and how it's when it's releasing your body through through your stomach, it's different than when it's released when you inhale it. When it's ingested, it metabolizes differently, which allows for a slower release, which has a better effect on which can have a better effect on your body with the medicinal effects to it, because it just metabolizes differently.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't want to just have gummies.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants
brownies.
Nobody
or
just
brownies.
Wants to eat just candy.
Like
that's
like
just
junk
what
food
it
is.
Is
cool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, but
But we're talking about something for spiritual health and like just holistic health. Like we're talking about something a different perspective than just getting high.
This is just more, you know, this is less about being recreational and more about the medicinal effects of what this can be.
It's an herb, and where we are today with what the community, what the cannabis community has done throughout these years, especially the things that have been taking place in Colorado and California. And I've been to both places, and I go all the time. I go often just to see how far ahead they are. They're so progressive with the marijuana and THC. I know a lot of places have the CBD, and that's great too. But just how, once we take away the negative stereotypes around it, then we can try to start getting some of our brothers and sisters home and out of jails, because we have family and friends who've done hard time for weed.
We're talking 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Like weed.
In certain states like
Louisiana. It's serious.
And now people are becoming millionaires off of it.
Off of it, because they're legalizing it.
But it's like, who's able to, you know, get access to this?
Right.
And, you know, all right, so now.
Not just anybody.
Now that we see a certain demographic being able to benefit off of it, but you still have Black men and women
who are in jail,
prison with murderers and rapists.
Yes.
And we're talking about
minor marijuana charge. Marijuana.
We're talking like one, like
little,
small,
like
small, you know, couple of dime bags.
Even if it's like, I have a lot to bring to someone, like it's grass.
Yeah.
But you know, that's, you know,
honestly, it's an ingredient.
It is an ingredient.
And if you're able to use
it, can be used as such,
the right way, and you're using it, like, there's so many ways how you can push that initiative and make it healthy and make it positive. Sure. And if we do it the right way, let's do it the right way. This is why, you know, where I'm going to be introducing the private cannabis club. It'll be for right now, you know, it's because it's not recreational legal.
Sure.
It'll just be for card holders. So, you know,
got it.
If you're a card holder, you know, you can get in contact with me, Zeta Vegan, on Instagram. And, you know, that's one of my big next initiative. But I like to just go with the flow. I move to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah.
You can't box me in. You know, I'm like Iverson. You know, I'm uncoachable.
Of course.
So it's like, hey.
Yeah, he was certainly uncoachable.
You want to get a food truck? Been there, did that, had that idea. Pass it on. Cool. Mm. You want to, you know, a storefront? You caught COVID. Now what happens?
Seriously. So now COVID has changed the game for everything.
Yeah, everyone in there who have these restaurants, and they're not putting out a product that's, not all the restaurants have great quality food. There's only a few restaurants in general. And then when you get into the niche of the vegan world, there's only a couple places that's like, oh yes, this is awesome. But I haven't been to many. I mean, that no one's as good as me. There's some good restaurants out there. I'm not saying that. There's definitely great vegan restaurants out here in Maryland. I've been to a couple places in Maryland in the Baltimore area. They weren't vegan. They just have to know how to order. I go to restaurants and I just know how to order.
Sure.
He absolutely does.
Yeah. That's important too.
At least take a tea.
So what advice would you say that you have for people who aren't vegan, but, you know, want to pursue that journey?
Don't come to me.
That's helpful.
Yeah. But it's like, before you come to me, I want you to go do some searching and do a lot of research on it on your own. Some people will tell you to go pescatarian, then vegetarian. I'm not with any of that. So it's like, if that's what you want to do, I don't even want to hear it. Because I don't want to hear it, because that's not what this school, that's not what this house represents. Zeta Vegan, it's vegan. It doesn't say vegetarian.
Right.
It doesn't say pescatarian. It doesn't say, and if people have this, they don't even know what pescatarian is. Like, they eat chicken and so that's chicken. You eat animals.
Right.
You're an animal eater. All right.
He's extremely extreme.
Yes. I'm really not. But if you come to me, when you're ready to come to this school, the school of Zeta Vegan, then it's like, okay, once you've gone through, you know, you have to go through that tutelage and, you know, do some research on your own. Start fasting. Drink some more water. Do some juicing.
What do you replace for ice cream? Because I really want to know.
Vegan ice cream.
I mean, they do have vegan ice cream.
It's vegan everything.
Do they use, like, almond milk?
Would vegan ice cream be lactose-free ice cream?
Yeah, lactose is only made by...
by cows.
No.
Or
whatever. Where does milk come from?
From cows.
No, milk comes from mothers.
Yes, but we're saying
like, okay, but cows are moms so, too.
Okay, but when you talk about almond milk,
would you drink cat milk?
No, you're not gonna drink any type of milk if you're a woman and you're drinking yes, other mother's milk. Yeah, like you,
I'm aware of so that. I knew where he was going. I drink cows. Almond milk, I knew where you were going. Yeah.
Where do you think cheese comes from?
I do know where it comes from. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's crazy. I love cheese. It's all bad.
It is.
This is nasty to me. It's like,
yeah, I get it.
It's a raped,
extremely extreme.
It's bad. A raped cows.
See. Here we come with this train. Tell us, what is it?
What is it? Where, how, you know how
I'm going to take a bite of my burger while you guys argue.
You know how it goes on a dairy farm?
Yeah. Now they got the machines. You don't even got to massage it anymore. Because you know, first you have to put the little packs, like the ice packs down.
It's
you have
crazy.
To massage it. You know, you ever went to like in school where they took you to the farm or the pumpkin patch or whatever?
I mean, I've been to the pumpkin patch.
And
yeah.
Like, they don't show you the real process.
They don't.
First, they take a bowl. They take a bowl. And then they jerk off the bowl to get the cum, the semen.
Yeah.
They take the bowl semen and then they massage the and the way they jerk off the bowl, they put their fist in the bowl's anus.
That's very disturbing.
Right? And they like all the way up to like it's on YouTube.
Oh my God.
It's on YouTube.
I'm not built for it.
It's like when you know how the process happens, it's like some people are like, I don't care. That's
and
fun.
Trust
and
me.
That's cool. Don't care. Like, no, I don't want to hear nothing. Just you go live your life and die. And I'm going to live my life and die.
And you see,
it's
simple
longer.
Enough.
And that's as simple as it gets with him. Like,
yeah. Simple enough.
The world turns. Everybody's not going to be vegan. That's fine. But I'm going to keep eating the way I like because my food tastes good.
It does.
And as long as you keep teaching and preaching and promoting good health for people,
sure. you've done your part.
Because
yeah.
The world is going to change. Like, I'm in school now for, like, public health. The world yeah. is changing. You know, things are changing.
You can barely
people
find meat now.
Exactly. We had a meat shortage from the coronavirus. Like, they said that we had a meat shortage because somebody on the farm in Pennsylvania where we get all our meat from in Maryland, like, 200 employees have coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, how do you think they got it? Y'all saw, remember that movie that came out, Contagion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What caused all of it? What caused it all at the end?
Was it the food?
It was they ate the food. They ate a pig. Y'all didn't get the message? Stop eating meat.
Listen, we got it.
Stop eating meat. That was the message. Stop eating meat. Because it's cross contamination. Stop eating the shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
He's made it clear.
And I'm gonna need a drink after this conversation because now my anxiety level is high. You got some good vegan food for anxiety? What do we use?
Drinks? Like, you know, whether it be alcohol or even just regular beverages. What does that look like when you're vegan? Is there
like
a
to drink?
Wine wise or just in general?
When you want to talk wine, Yellowtail is actually all vegan.
Okay. What about if I like half and half?
Lemonade and teas?
Mm-hmm. Lemonade.
So
teas.
You take a lemon and sugar and water, and then you take some tea. I didn't hear any animals in that.
You know, you just got to ask because it just seems like
you got to get detailed.
Everything is like,
you know that sugar that they got.
You know in here.
They this... break 1 cow. Exactly. You know that sugar came from
exactly. It's like, damn, I can't eat anything anymore. I can't drink anything.
No, the thing is, for me, what I had to really find because I know I can be extreme.
Yes.
But I also know that too extreme is going to scare people.
Sure.
Especially when I'm dealing with my community first, Black people, because
we ain't doing that.
Black people is the fastest growing vegans right now. They're the fastest growing vegans in the world right now. So please, you'll see why prices of stuff is going to start skyrocketing.
Sure.
Because
they don't want us to buy it.
Or no, they want us to buy it. Because we're actually the richest.
But sure.
We're the number one spender.
They
want
to profit off of us.
Yeah. Sure. We give our money away.
So,
but I just think they don't want us to be healthy, so they make it expensive so we can't afford it, and then we die. That's just my perspective. That's just how I see it.
They buy that one Gucci bag. They will say, we want this Gucci bag.
They can't even afford it, so now they're not going to get it.
You know they'll do it.
Back to Mickey D's.
Food deserts.
Yeah.
There's no Trader Joe's or safe, what is it called?
Whole Foods, things like that.
None of that.
Think about Randallstown, Liberty Road.
Yeah. They took up all the markets in the world. All of them was a Walmart.
Yep.
And a Food Lion.
Mm-hmm.
That people barely can get to.
And when you go in there, it's like, at least when they had a Giant and the shoppers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they took those away. So
yeah. Sure. These other,
intentionally. That's a major shortage.
Yeah. Intentionally.
So
yeah.
Now what's over, and it's
and the this buildings, is where the most of the black buildings. People are getting moved to from the city.
Because of the gentrification.
City is, right.
The city is becoming.
They're trying to take back over the downtown area. And they wonder, the you know,
supposed to because like the whole thing's downtown is huge.
Of course it is.
All you have up and down Liberty Road are fast food.
Fast food.
Yep.
On every single
every corner.
Part everywhere.
On the
everywhere.
Corner.
You got chicken spots, chicken box spots,
yep.
and crab spots, and mm-hmm. fish spots. And, you know, it's like, oh, this sounds so good. You keep eating up and down Liberty Road, you're going to mm-hmm. die. Like, I mean, this, but you have no other option.
But it's true.
Yeah, but
no sometimes they're going to eat.
Because think about people who don't have cars.
And yeah. access is another kid, big kids, conversation.
And kids, yeah. you know, who right before they start driving, they got to walk. You go out, you want to go out, you hang out with your friends, walk up and down the street.
Right.
You're going to go into the same, you know,
places.
Stops that have dollar menus.
Exactly.
And all they got is $3. Now
yep. What? And they eat hot Cheetos and sweet teas, you know, for
so
breakfast.
So the food in general isn't great.
I mean,
so,
it's true.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to make it. I also have to make it affordable.
Right.
Which I do. But still, I have to cover cost of profit.
Of course, you have to make a profit. Just,
but I feel
I'm not even. It's not
per se.
A whole meal for $10, if y'all could spend that at Burger King.
Yeah, I mean, but not even. I mean, but you have to still buy these things. You know, you still have to.
No,
think
I'm
about
saying his burgers
costs.
Are like $10 with fries. Like
right.
that's like $10, $11. Y'all spend.
But you're gonna
that
spend
anyway
it
when
anyway.
You get a catfish and wings.
Exactly.
And fries and have that. You spend the same,
but
if not more.
Better.
But it's better, and it's better
and
for you.
For you.
Some yeah.
You should host some cooking classes, just basic.
Or maybe you could just say this is what you can get from the market, you know?
Oh, who wants to come with me on the market run? You know, as you get to the market, you go to the produce section.
We should vlog.
And just go to the produce
we should.
Section.
We could just record you. We could just go through the market with
like,
you.
And you can start, like, you can be.
You don't have to
you
tell us everything.
We
don't want you to drop all the secrets. But
he
I
can
mean,
be as dramatic as he wants.
No, there's no secrets. My yeah. You know my secret is? I cook my food. Like, why does it taste so good? Why is it so great?
Because it has love in it.
You know it.
Exactly.
That's
I
it.
Love it.
That's it. I cook with love.
I love it.
I love everything I touch, I love. You know, I when you be like, oh wow, this is you're satisfied when you eat. It's
yeah.
Like when you take that bite, you know, you it's like you fell in love.
Yeah.
And
like your grandma, you put your foot in it.
You
shit.
Put your yeah, you put your foot in it.
Yeah.
And it
both of them, all 10 toes. All 10 toes.
And you probably swirling around a little bit. You
like
kind of
just jiggling in the chair, like, yeah, this is good.
Exactly how you feel when you eat the food.
It is good. It really is good. And you don't feel like, you know, when you eat something bad for you, and you feel heavy and you want to go to sleep, you don't feel that way eating this. Like, I still feel light. I feel
what
normal.
You call it the itis?
You
yeah,
know why
the
you
itis.
From other animals?
Why?
That's how they felt when you were
looking. No.
So, I knew it was going to be something, right?
That's what this is a real simple thing. Once they kill the animal, right, they have to preserve it so that way it can be traveled
sure.
and shipped across
right.
the world. So the thing that they use to preserve it, because that's a cute word they use.
The preservative.
It's formaldehyde. You know what that is? So I worked in the mortuary also.
Oh,
I told
God.
You I was very extreme.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a process called embalming the process. So the body slows down decomposition.
Right.
Because it's when the heart stops, the body has it starts changing.
Sure.
So in order for you to still see your dead loved family member who's passed, so they don't stink, they have to use formaldehyde. And that's the same thing that they use in dead bodies, they use on
and
the
feet.
Meat. So even if it's just a little bit, if it's just a little tablespoon, boom, a little tab of it, it's in your stomach. So now you're like, and you they put that in dead
are
bodies.
We, so are we dying? Like when we as we eat it? Like
yes.
not from the meat,
sure. I'm pretty sure that
I mean, if they're putting it on dead bodies so they won't smell, it's like, oh,
no,
that's
no,
like doing
no,
to me
no,
as
no.
a
as
I'm
a talking about like
I'm sure that expedites
the
process.
No, I know, but I'm saying and also if they put it in a on dead person, I'm not dead yet. So if I'm eating
it goes inside the body. It's like they put formaldehyde mixed with another, you know, a couple other chemicals in there. To
but
the
regardless, if you're going to put it on a dead person, it's like.
And you're putting it, what is
when
it doing to me and I'm alive?
You know,
what am I doing when I'm eating it?
You know, some people dip it and smoke it, they're called dippers.
I have.
The PC. Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard that before that some people use embalming fluid.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I don't
they'll
know.
Take a cigarette
where
and
I heard
dip a little bit. And, get high.
And it's like PCP.
It's like, why would you want to? Why would you smoke something you put in their body?
And guess what? In DC, and people love that stuff. Selling drug in DC. It's the fastest selling drug in DC, and it, you only buy one cigarette. Put that on it, and only half of the cigarette is dipped.
Yeah.
For like $15, and the high only lasts for about what 15, 20.
That's
and
it.
And you got to smoke another one.
That's a way. I mean, well, I mean, profit wise, that makes like, sense. But I mean,
like, that's how many cigarettes they have to buy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, and it's like when you consume a lot of them, then you go out of you.
You go out of your mind. You out of your mind.
Out of your
people
mind.
Getting naked in the streets.
That sounds scary.
It is.
It's kind of like with those bath salts that people were saying, but some of that was PCP. It wasn't bath salts. People that smoke PCP, they are, I mean, extremely, extremely, they take it to the extreme when they're high.
Right. Oh.
I mean, extremely out of control.
I think I'm good on all of that.
But then when you think about it like that, it's like, wow, I'm putting that in my body.
Right, yeah.
So, like, what is that, if I'm alive, what is that doing to me?
That's what makes, how you get sick and feel sleepy. It's like, oh, I just got the itis.
And if you feel probably nauseous, like, after you something, you might feel nauseous afterwards. You ever ate something and felt like
that? Yeah, and felt bad after. Yeah. A couple
years ago. Oh, not man. Eating Zay the vegan food. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Not eating Zay the vegan food. That's why I satisfied. Said that. Because like, I think that's when I know I've eaten something that I probably should be eating.
Have energy.
When I feel like
and then you wanna, a certain if you way. You want to lay down. All you want to do is lay down and like you want to watch something and just chill and just vibe and have a good time. I know what I'm doing.
I believe you. Well, yeah. Is there anything else that I forgot that I didn't ask that you want everybody to know about you and Zay the vegan?
Follow Zay the vegan. On Instagram.
That's important.
ZAY_THE_VEGAN.
Absolutely. And get some food because it's good,
oh,
y'all.
Tell me how you
good.
Like the chopped cheese.
Oh, we got to bite this. Yeah, we got to
yeah,
get
you take
this.
That's one half. All right. Half.
Bon appetit.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like even if it is.
No, I kept it real regular.
All right. I just can't believe this is vegan food.
No, I really don't. You need something different in it this time?
Catch up.
The sarcasm. It could all be so simple, it's but we'd rather make it hard.
This ketchup. So fucking
this ketchup. That's just real regular.
It's just so hard to believe that this is vegan food.
No, that.
I do house calls, you know. Hit me up. I travel out of state.
He does.
But I need my airfare covered, and I do not fly. No shade to Spirit. But if we're traveling more than a certain amount of hours, I need to be on a nice air. I need space. All right. If you want me to come, I need good leg room to and fro. Okay.
You can at least put them in the emergency exit room.
I know I'm not that tall, but I don't want to sit next to people. Put me, you know what? Put me in first class. I'm first class from here on out.
Energy.
Yeah, put Energy. Me in first class. If you want me to come to you, put me in first class.
You better stop valuing yourself.
Know your worth, yeah. King.
And I need a nice.
Know your worth.
Know your worth.
Yeah.
Because this food
and
is right there.
If I don't know anybody out there, I need a nice hotel. I need a nice hotel. But if I know someone, I'll probably be good.
Great.
Still put me in a hotel, though. A nice one.
So there we have it. Thank you again for reaching out to me.
No, thank you.
I mean, thank listen. You.